A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Lamed Aleph. Nedarim 31a. Pagination is 61. We are going to do a few excerpts on this daf dealing with terms and perspectives. The idea over here is that even though our topic officially is Nedarim vows, but our Mishnayos are going to delve into the meaning of certain statements. And by appreciating those meanings, we get a new insight into these terms, wherever they may be used, well beyond the topic of Nedarim that we are studying. So let's begin with the first statement on the top of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Hanoda Mishov Se Shabbos. If a person made a vow that he's not going to benefit from or not going to give benefit, and the term of the category prohibited is Shov Se Shabbos, those who observe Shabbos. So the Mishnah tells us, Osur b'Yisrael v'Osur b'Kusim. He's going to be forbidden in the relationship, both with Yisrael, regular normative Jews, as well as Kusim. Kusim were a tribe of non-Jews that converted to Judaism under duress. They moved to the land of Israel and found that their people were being eaten, attacked by lions. So sometimes they're referred to as Geirei Arayos, the converts resulting from the lion incident. So they converted to Judaism and they observe many of the laws of Judaism properly, but not everything. So when it comes to Shabbos, the understanding is that they are mitzuva ve'ose, they are obligated to keep Shabbos, and they indeed do keep Shabbos, and therefore when a person says, I should be forbidden regarding the observers of Shabbos, both Yisrael and Kusim are included in his neder, which is the start of our theme, that we define them as people who are to be observing Shabbos. Me'ochle shum, from those who eat garlic, and he's referring to the takana of Ezra, that Jewish people should eat garlic on Friday night. We delved into this a little bit more deeply in our in-depth shiur in the first chapter of Yuma. Osur b'Yisrael v'osur b'Kusim. The category of people who eat garlic for religious reasons is going to include both Yisrael and Kusim, and they will both be included in this category of his neder. However, me'ole Yerushalayim, if he said those who pilgrimage up to Yerushalayim, also be Yisrael, he's forbidden in Yisrael because they do, umutar bekusim, but he's going to be permitted regarding the kusim, because they have their own temple and they do not go up to Yerushalayim religiously in accordance with the laws of Aliyah L'Regel. So this first Mishnah is identifying the distinctive point between Yisrael and Kusim, working off of an example, Shovsei Shabbos, a certain type of observance, or Ochle Shum, or Ole Yerushalayim, and we identify the difference between Yisrael and Kusim in their observance, primarily the fact that they do not identify with Yerushalayim as the center point of their observance. Let's move down to the middle of the page. At the beginning of the line with a new Mishnah, we find She'eni ne'ne levnei Noach. Person says, I won't have hana'a regarding Noahites, children of Noach. So the ruling is, Mutter be Yisrael, he's permitted to have hana'a regarding Yisrael Jews, va'asar ba'ovdei kochavim, but in the non-Jewish population, that would be the prohibition, because he said, B'nei Noach. The Gemara asks the obvious question, V'yisrael minafik michlal b'nei Noach. How can you tell me that a Jew is not included in such a vow? Jews are also descendants of Noach. And the Gemara answers, Kevan de'ikdish Avraham iskaru al shemei. From the time that Avraham became Kadosh, became the first Jew, so we are called on the name of Avraham. There's like a new category that was created. And when a person in the vernacular, in conversation, says B'nei Noach, we do not mean, and we do not take it to mean, referring to Yisrael, because that, in fact, is a definitive terminology that refers specifically to non-Jews, Noahides, people who are children of Noach. The Mishnah continues, She'eni ne'ne lezera Avraham. I will not benefit from the seed of Avraham, the descendants of Avraham. And here, too, we find a distinction that it's not defined as biological, just like by B'nai Noach, it wasn't biological, all of his descendants. It's based on terminology. And therefore, Aser b'Yisrael umutar ba'ovdei kochavim. The Gemara explains, V'ha'ika Yishmael. You have Yishmael. Why is that going to be permitted? And the Gemara answers, Ki b'Yitzchak yikarei l'chazora. Because Avram was told that Yitzchak would be his line of descendants. Va'ika Esav. What about Esav? Also biologically a descendant. And again, be Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. It's based on a pasuk, be Yitzchak in Yitzchak, but not the entire Yitzchak. Turning the page, Masnisin, about 15 lines from the top, we have another fascinating example. Konam she'eni nena la'areilim. A person says, I will not benefit from the uncircumcised. Mutar ba'ar le'Yisrael, he's permitted in an uncircumcised Jew. Sometimes, as we learn in other areas of halacha, if the early children were brought to danger because of milah, then we may paskin because of sakonas nefashos, life endangerment, that this child should not have a milah. And you would have a case of Arle Yisrael, an uncircumcised Jew. Nevertheless, such a person is not in the category of the expression of Areilim. Areilim, uncircumcised, as we find in the Psukim, is referring to non-Jews. Va'aser b'mulei ovdei kochavim. In fact, if a non-Jew was circumcised, he would still be in this category of Areilim, because it does not mean, on a practical level, Areilim, just like Noahides didn't mean on a biological level. It's referring to the expression. And when a person uses these terms in a neder, he's referring to the expression, and that is what's going to be binding, even if, in fact, a different category would be described. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.